To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Daniels wide open for the touchdown, McCaffrey.
Just a total blown coverage. It looked to me like it's Nashawn Wright. That everyone's in zone. He jumps Deebo Samuel thinking that that's where the ball's going on the quick screen. And just totally turns Luke McCaffrey. It's either him or Kyler Gordon, but I believe it was Nashawn Wright who blew the coverage.
And from a 13-0 deficit to a 17-16 lead. And for the Commanders, their biggest play of the night, 33 yards to Luke McCaffrey, his third touchdown of the year, has them on top for the first time tonight. Now third down and 4. Play clock is at 2. They just got it away. And it's Swift with a catch. And still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone. Juan Martin missed a tackle along the way. They needed 4 on third down. They get 55, and they barely got this play away before the play clock expired.
They barely get it off. DJ Moore, he's going to take out 2 guys. So as he pushes up, he runs 1 defender into the defender who's supposed to be covering DeAndre Swift. And that's why Swift was as open as he is. And then you make 1 guy miss, and now with his speed, he's off to the races. So luck on Chicago's part. It really wasn't so much intended to be a pick, but it turned into that just based on how it was defended.
They're down and 1. Ball's on the ground, and it's recovered by Nashawn Wright. And that is takeaway number 3 for the Chicago defense.
I'm not sure Crosky Merritt ever had it. The snap was fine, but watch the handoff. It looked like it was almost thrown into his stomach. He didn't quite have it. Yeah, Jaden Daniels never quite had it. Wow.
So the wet ball, Daniels didn't secure it, and that is the 3rd turnover tonight by the Commanders, and there is life for Chicago. Toss to Swift over the right side. Big play. And now down inside the 20. What a night for DeAndre Swift. And in turn, it may be what a night for the Chicago Bears. A run of 15 yards. And the ball is sitting at the 18.
Well, Darnell Wright again leads the way. He helps make a big block. DJ Moore, once again, he's out there. Drew Dahlman, the center, number 52. He's leading the way. I mean, that's just a lot of guys getting involved in this run game, knowing what's at stake.
All right, 3 seconds left. Out goes a ball that's been sitting there on the damp grass. In comes a kicking ball, and here is Jake Moody. Snap a bit high. Kick is good, and the Bears win. Jake Moody, a hero tonight. The Bears will move to 3-2. The Commanders fall to 3-3. And Moody, in his first night on the active roster for the Bears, kicks 4 field goals in a 1-point win.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Live and local with you until, of course, 5 in the morning. Gabe Ramirez, ready to take your phone calls. The phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. We are hyped up. 312-644-6767. I'm taking calls. Therapist Gabe is here because you know what? Sometimes therapy sessions can't all be bad and doom and gloom. Sometimes therapy sessions got to be great. So that's why we are here, man. Football Monday on a Tuesday. The Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Where do I even begin? As the phone lines start to pile in, again, 312-644-6767. I'm taking phone calls all night long. But what a ride we just saw in the nation's capital. I mean, the Bears walk away with a 25-24 thriller over the Commanders tonight. And let me set the stage for those of you that, you know, casually or maybe you were too busy and now you get a chance to listen to the radio and get some recap. That's what we're doing for you live and local right now. They say revenge is a dish best served cold. Well, the Bears came in with heaters in their pockets despite the rain. Washington had the lead in the fourth quarter. Looked like they were about to run out the clock, but on third and one, after a Jaden Daniels scramble, they got it to that point on the Chicago 40. He botches the handoff in the rain as he's trying to hand it off to Kroski. I mean, it was just beautiful. Then Nashawn Wright jumps on and gets the ball. Turnover ultimately gave the Bears life, what they needed. And then what did they do as a result? Caleb Williams has proven he is capable. They methodically march down the field. Ben Johnson, in his postgame, as we'll play a little bit later, said, "I told Caleb Williams in the headset, tell the big boys we're riding them to the finish line," essentially. Air quotes, something like that. Then, of course, as time was winding down, Jake Moody, elevated off the practice squad earlier that day, drills a 38-yard field goal as time expires, and Bears get the victory 25-24. Standout performances. Caleb Williams, 17 for 29, 252 yards, and the touchdown. Of course, rushing touchdown. DeAndre Swift broke loose, had 108 rushing yards on 14 carries. That's crazy. Had a 55-yard catch-and-run touchdown that really just ignited everything that was going on today. And then for Washington, Jaden Daniels, 211 yards, three touchdowns, and a big interception in the first quarter that Jaquan Brisker was able to come down with. Could have been a touchdown, but bad throw. But the late fumble is going to haunt Jaden Daniels forever. Let's not forget, Jaden Daniels almost fumbled the ball on a scramble right before that when he fell down to the ground. So that was crazy. But the win pushes Chicago to 3-2, three in a row. When was the last time you had three happy Mondays or Tuesdays in a row, ladies and gentlemen? So let me tell you what this means before we jump out to the phone lines, all right? Tonight was about identity for the Chicago Bears team. It was about grit. You saw a level of physicality from the defense that you had not seen. You saw offense that, you know, despite putting up a bunch of field goals, they moved the ball properly. Couldn't get in the end zone. That's fine. We can clean that up. But there weren't stagnant moves. How many times you saw Torrey Taylor punt the ball? Huh? How many times you see that? Love it. The offense made just enough plays. Moody, ice water in the veins, stepped in, delivered in his first real moment under the lights. I mean, the fact of the matter is Washington controlled a lot of this game. Bears did too. But in the end, they let it slip away. And that's the difference right there in tight contests like this. Turnovers, composure under pressure. And a kicker, oh my gosh, a kicker that you can trust with the season, with your season on the line. I mean, going 2-3 would have been tough right there. But again, I want you guys to stay with me. We are going to the phone lines, and we're going to go take a deeper dive into this game. As again, the Bears win 25-24 over the Washington Commanders. All right, let's get busy. I know we have some people that have been on hold from the post game with Chuck Swirsky, who did a fantastic job, along with Patrick Manley, Olin Cruz. I love listening to Patrick and Olin. I mean, you want to talk about guys that bleed this Bear blue and orange and then care about it, but can also dissect the game. It was just great. But I want to talk to you guys. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Blake out in Dixon. We got Tyler Ferengall producing today, doing a fantastic job, making sure he's picking up all these calls. But let's go to Blake out in Dixon right now and jump to him. Blake, what a game. How you feeling right now?
Yeah. Oh, man. First off, thanks for having me, man. I just want to say what a game to watch and what a game for Moody. I mean, talk about next man up. That's got to be an awesome feeling for him. that's the kind of games where the good teams find ways to win. It's nice seeing that. Curious how you foresee this team playing the next few weeks after this kind of team win. Looks like a unit really starting to come together and believe. Also, I think with more time, these field goals turn into touchdowns. Go Bears.
Yeah, stay right there, Blake, because we could have a conversation about this for just a second. First and foremost, the Moody thing. How often, right, not just the Bears, but any sports team in the city of Chicago, does someone leave and then end up playing significantly better? Andrew Vaughn, right? How often do the Bears or our teams get other people's leftovers and then the, air quote, change of scenery actually works to our benefit? I loved seeing Moody because, let me tell you something, Blake, David Haw and I, we do the Chicago Lead on Chicago Sports Network together, and today, we actually did it earlier, he was like, Jake Moody, five field goals, Bears gonna win. And I was like, dude, he better not be kicking five field goals. And sure enough, he did. Four out of five, if it weren't for that blocked field goal. What a moment right there for him. Got to tip your cap to him. I love the fact that they, Blake, did you see him carry him off the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be just, like, I used to play sports, and that's just the absolute best feeling. I mean, awesome for him, but like you said, I mean, these things don't happen to us. I mean, for the last 5-10 years, I haven't seen it, and it's nice to see it finally happen to us. It seems that, you know, us as Chicago Bears fans, we're always tough on the team. You know, we're just tough in general, you know, but I think that we need to start believing like those players are showing us that they're starting to believe, and it's finally happening to us. And I mean, I just couldn't be happier. It's almost like they want to give me a heart attack every week, but hey, I'll take the W.
I'll take the heart attack as long as I can get a stent placed in there and I can just come back. You know, like, no, thanks for the call, Blake. I appreciate it, but I do want to answer your question. Again, Gabe Ramirez here, 670 The Score, taking your phone calls until 5 a.m., 312-644-6767. There's a level of believability with this team. And Olin Kreutz touched on it in the post game and said, this is a game where the victory looked repeatable, right? Where if you can duplicate the successes that they had today, then you can find yourself on the winning end of most football games. And what this team did well was, it's almost as if they took everything personally, right? DeAndre Swift, I can't run the ball. How dare you? I will get 100 yards. Theo Benedict, you think Braxton Jones should be here? Put me on that left tackle spot. I'll show you what's up. Montez Sweat even looked like he had a little, and I was prepared to come on the show tonight and really just really go in on Montez Sweat. But all right, you bought yourself a couple more games, Mr. $24 million man. So again, it was Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards. I mean, it just, the team looked like they took everything personally, and then they came out, especially against this Commander squad. You know, let's not forget, the Bears were 4-2 last year when the fail Mary took place. Could have been 5-2. That was a momentum-changing loss. So those people that were here, a part of this Bears team last year, despite what Ben Johnson says that half the team wasn't here, those people that here remember that. And to come out and play the way that they did, not only in the first half, but all 60 minutes, right? Up until the fumble by Jaden Daniels on 3rd-and-1 from the Bears 40. This was a team that believed in themselves. Now, we can have, listen, this would have been a different show if the Bears would have lost. We'd be talking about so many other things, but you know what? We can get to that later. Right now, I just want to bask in this glory because, again, you only get so many happy Mondays or Tuesdays in this case after a Bears victory, and I want to live in the moment. So let's continue to go back out to the phones. Again, Gabe Ramirez here, 670 The Score. Let's go out to Billy from Mount Greenwood. Billy, how about them Bears, baby?
Awesome win tonight. And, you know, the feeling's different with this team because Ben Johnson, his staff, right? So you talked about Theo Benedict, right? So Washington is defending NFC Championship game football team, right? They went to the NFC Championship game last year. And this guy starts an undrafted rookie free agent at left tackle in a Monday Night Football game tonight. And he played his tail off. I mean, he played good football. The mistake they got in the red zone, I think that was a garbage call. I think that was totally a bad call by the referee, but you live and learn. I was a former college coach myself, and here's a perspective at the end of the game, when the fumble occurred with Jaden Daniels out of that pistol formation, Ben Johnson made sure that when the Bears got the ball back at the 40, that Caleb Williams was under center the rest of that game.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't use the shotgun. We didn't use the pistol formation. He knew there was a wet ball. And it's a small point, but as a coach, you know, these are things that we would practice with wet balls, and we would make sure that we go over all circumstances with the elements. When you're playing it outdoors like they did today with a torrential downpour on the field, for the Bears not to turn over the ball today, for Caleb Williams not to fumble, give it away. I think Washington put the ball on the floor 5 times today on the field.
Wow.
I remember Bill fumbled another time that they recovered. So the ball's on the ground a lot. But there's a sense that even in these close games, that I trust that this coaching staff is going to give us a chance to win at the end, right? We're not going to win them all, and there's a lot of flaws on the team. But even Darnell Wright tonight, probably his best game as a Bear overall, honestly. He got out on the edge. He was hitting, you know, defensive backs just enough to create that, you know, the running lane for DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift tonight reminded me of Matt Forte years ago, the way the Bears used Matt out of the passing game. And one of the things that Ben Johnson talked about during the press conference last week was, we got to get our screen game going, right? And tonight the screen game was nice. You know, there were some nice underneath passes that went for 12, 15 yards. And then that check down to DeAndre Swift down the sideline for 55 yards. That was just a thing of beauty. So Caleb is learning the game under Ben. Game is slowing down for Caleb Williams as a coach. I see that. He's still missing some throws that he knows he can make. But I'm just so optimistic as a Bears fan that things are going in the right direction with the coaching staff. I heard DJ Moore went away in the ambulance tonight, and Antoine Randall took a ride with him, you know, to the hospital. I mean, those are little things as a coach that mean a lot to players, and that's going to pay dividends in the end, because a lot of coaches wouldn't do that. They'd go home with their families, or they, you know, they'd send like a smaller assistant coach to go on the ride to the ambulance. So this is a team that's going to fight for that playoff spot this year. I see them now winning 11 games with what they have. I really believe that. A win like tonight, a three game winning streak, brings validity to a pro football team. So this is a legitimate team.
Yeah, I love it, Bill. Thanks for the phone call. It's almost like you gave a post game speech right there. You just went 3 minutes and 40 seconds without breathing. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Didn't want to chat with me. Just wanted to give a soliloquy. I loved it, though, because you had great stuff, Bill. And I love when you call in.
The vibes are high.
Love the perspective. Vibes are super high, right? But he did mention a bunch of things. I took notes. Just so you guys know, I take notes when you guys call in. I don't just let you ramble. I take notes because I want to be respectful to your time and when you call in and what you talk about. So he did mention that DJ Moore, he was taken from Northwestern West Stadium in an ambulance to a local area hospital just for precautionary reasons. I mean, you saw him kind of wincing with his back, so you don't know if it's like a kidney thing or a back thing or whatever the case might be. Casey Standahar from NBC reported on that, so I want to make sure we talk about that for a second. But I want to touch on some other things. Again, Gabe Ramirez here with you on 670 The Score, live and local until 5 a.m. So all my third shifters, I'm here with you, man. But I want to talk to you. Call in 312-644-6767. All right. First, he mentioned, you know, the ball on the ground 5 times. Not for the Bears. That's what's up, right? That's what you're thinking about when this kind of a game. Then he mentioned Theo Benedict and what a job he did. Listen, the fact that he was able to secure that left side, right, the blind side for Caleb Williams, but also Dorrance Armstrong has 5 sacks, leads the team or the Commanders in tackles for a loss. When you can secure the left side like that, the way Theo did with a dominant force like Dorrance Armstrong, that's when you allow your team to be able to get to the outside. You saw some screens, whether they were quick ones to Luther Burden, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, or halfback sweeps. The halfback toss was in full effect, not only on the last play, right, but throughout the game. And you're able to do that when you can shore up that left side for Caleb Williams. And Theo Benedict certainly did an excellent job there. And then, you know, the game itself, the way it unfolded, was something that was beautiful, right? First, and another thing, that was hella crickets, Bill. I know you're out in your backyard. You probably didn't want to wake anybody up. There's a lot of crickets there. But again, when you're talking about being under center on that last one, the halfback tosses to me were scary. Because I just see him, Caleb, just, it wasn't a little soft toss. Those are rockets, right? Baby T, those are rockets?
He's got a strong arm, even on a halfback toss.
Dude, it was kind of weird seeing that. But, you know, you mentioned, Bill, that the coaches will give us a chance to win. Caleb Williams will give us that opportunity. Listen, he has proven it time and time again. I told this stat to Tyler, Baby T, before the show started. The Bears have scored in every single quarter except for two. That's incredible when you're talking about the offense and the productivity, the ability to move the ball, you know, quarter by quarter. It just, it says so much. And he's proven that he can do it within the last 2 minutes of a half of a half. So Caleb is giving you that play. And then you mentioned Darnell Wright. That is what's called playing until you hear the whistle. And it was, I mean, I know it was one play that was highlighted, but it was a critical play. And it's what you want. Again, Darnell Wright, another member of this Bears team that took things personally. Ozzie Tripillo, you keep hearing things, you're going to bench me? I'm the 10th pick in the draft? I was your best offensive lineman last year? And all of a sudden, you're talking about benching me for this second-round pick? Ozzie Tripillo? No. Let me get in here and manhandle some of these people. And that's exactly what happened. That's why you've seen Ozzie Tripillo was a healthy scratch for the first couple of weeks of the season, because there are guys on the squad that are capable. All right, I know you're capable of giving your opinions, and that's what we want to hear. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you till 5 a.m. and taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to some of our – and where are my people at? I need my regulars calling in. I want to catch up with you. I want to hear what you got to say about this one. And speaking of regulars, let's talk to my guy Southside Twan in the building. What do you think about this Bears victory? I know you're feeling good out there, Twan. Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world when you set somebody up like that. And then I get it. You know, you're on hold for a long time. It happens. Check on Twan in a second because I do want to talk to him. We got other people we're going to get to. But the funny story goes like this. John Eskra, he is, or used to be, excuse me, the executive sports producer at Fox 32. Okay. Last time I did an overnight show on The Score, he sends me a video. All right. I'm watching the video and it's of this guy who is waiting on hold for me to pick up his call, but he's passed out drunk on the couch. It's the funniest video. I should probably post it. It's the funniest video ever. And I'm on the radio going, you know, whatever his name is, Mike, what's going on, brother? What's up? And he's passed out drunk on the couch. And then they send me the video of it, which I thought was hilarious. So maybe Southside Twan had the same kind of a thing. But you know what? He's not the only regular we got. Arizona Jack in the building. All right, Arizona, this is a big victory for the Bears, but were there some things that stood out to you?
Big time. Listen, I've been a Bear fan since in the 40s when Sick Lemon was quarterbacking. Long time ago.
You old as hell.
I'm from Wrigleyville. Wrigley, how old? I'll be 86 in December.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, now, I'm a young 86. Mike Ditka's birthday is coming up this Saturday on the 18th. He'll be 86. He's 2 months older than me. Big deal.
Okay.
But I've been a Bear fan for years, back in the day, you know, when I remember Bobby Douglas threw a long 80-yard pass into Jim Seymour in the north end zone back in 1970.
All right,
remember that game
well. Well, Jack, you know, you got a great memory, but I want to know what you remember from this game. What stood out for you?
Oh, this game here, I was really pissed off. I'm sorry about my thing, but when Ozun caught that touchdown pass, the referee side judge called offsides on the lineman. Then they finally realized he was never offside. And then even the commentators on TV said the same thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. They negated the touchdown. That was a big one.
Yeah, so he was robbed of a touchdown because of a bad call by the side ref.
Arizona Jack, what did you think about the officiating throughout the day? Bears had 9 penalties for 84 yards. Some of them I thought were a little ticky-tack.
it was ticky-tacky, especially the one in the, when he sacked the JD.
Oh, Jaquan Brisker.
He
tackled him before. He tackled him before he threw the ball, and that's the big issue right there. You can't call the penalty there.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. That's something else.
All right. Well, let me ask you this last question, Jack. Because look, you've been watching the Bears since the '40s.
Sure.
So you've seen different iterations of this team so far through five games with Ben Johnson as the head coach. What do you think about this team?
We finally got a head coach. That's the difference.
Okay.
The last head coach we had, Ditka. I don't care what anybody says. He was a great coach. But I don't see anybody. I don't remember anybody as good as this guy. This guy, he just knows what the hell he's doing. He's always way ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
He's a motivator. He looks like a real head coach. And that's the difference right now.
I love
it. Last year, it was a mistake. That guy, you know what? When you get a new quarterback you draft, you don't keep the same coach. You have to get a coach that's with that knows how to coach this new quarterback. He had that other guy, and he really messed everything up.
Yeah, I get it, Jack. And I appreciate the phone call, man. And make sure you're hanging out with me every time I'm doing this post game. I would love for you to bless us with your historical knowledge of the Chicago Bears team. But you know what? All you need to know is that the Commanders are history, because the Bears defeated them 25-24 on a last-second field goal from Mr. Moody himself, called up from the practice squad, cut by the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, how you like them apples?
And did we even hear Tyreek Stevenson's name called at all tonight?
Well, only when he got burned on that stop and go from Jaden.
I will take it only the one play.
Fair enough. Listen, the DBs, it's like Olin said earlier today. Imagine what this defense would look like with Jalen Johnson instead of Nashawn Wright. Not that there's anything wrong with Nashawn, but obviously Jalen, an upgrade in that moment. But we're not done yet. We are not done. I need these phone calls. Therapist Gabe is in the building. We want good vibes flowing. 312-644-6767. Todd, I am coming to you right after we get through with this break on the other side, but I want some more phone calls as well. We will talk to you guys next. Again, it's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday right here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Bears are back, baby.
All the way back. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. 670 The Score. Bears defeat the Commanders 25-24 on a last-second field goal from the man himself, Mr. Moody. Fresh off the practice squad. Some big stuff today. Of course, the Bears 19 first downs, 10 via the pass, 8 via the rush, 1 via a penalty, 381 total yards, 10 total drives, 236 passing yards on the day. Caleb Williams, 17 for 29. And then, of course, DeAndre Swift, the man himself. Ah, what a beautiful game. And I'm not just saying that because he's on my fantasy team. Oh, you mean you're asking me if I drafted DeAndre Swift? Of course I did. It's the Ben Johnson-led offense. If Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are going to dominate, DeAndre Swift's going to eat too.
Was that DeAndre Swift's best game as a Chicago Bear?
I'd have to go look back at last season.
I know he had a really good one last year, but he might have been like the biggest impact player on offense.
Well, producer Tyler Farrengall, why don't you go ahead and check that out while I'm...
I want to say it was against the Rams last year. I'm going to double check.
Okay. All right. He had two catches, 67 yards and a touchdown, a 55-yarder that was just absolutely beautiful. But again, the Bears win 25-24. They go to 3-2 on the season. Commanders fall to 3-3. But again, you're listening to a Plumbers 9-1-1 Football Monday on a Tuesday. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Of course, we got so much stuff on the show all day today. Mully and Haw, they got Olin Krutz at 7. Dave Wonstead at 7:40. TJ Edwards back on the field and back on 670 to score at 9:30. Then Raheemy, Harris, Grody. They got Patrick Mannerly at 11. Anthony Heron at 12:25. Spiegel and Holmes. They got Matt Forte at 3 o'clock. And Kurt Warner at 2:40 right before that. So much stuff to check out today. Make sure you guys are listening to it. But we're taking your phone calls. Again, 312-644-6767. My boy Todd got scared. I shot him out before I went to the break. Told him I was going to take the phone call. And then he dropped on us. So you know what that means? We got to go out to Quentin. Quentin at O'Hare Airport. Now, I know you probably wanted to catch that free flight to Washington so you can go ahead and catch this game, but how did you watch it, first of all?
Well, number one, I had my phone alert.
You know you did.
See what was the score, because I had to be for work at 3:15 in the morning. So I got up and had me hot dogs, fries, water, and a Sunny D. And then with the Bears' victory, I went to 7-Eleven and got me couple of microwave White Castle burgers and a Coke Zero to celebrate this Bears
Let's
victory.
Go! I thought you were going to say you went to 7-Eleven and got you some chicken for Victory Monday, or Victory Monday chicken. I guess it's Tuesday today. But that's what I eat.
White Castle burgers, I'm going to heat it up in the microwave, eat 8 of them, and Coke Zero. And hey, Bears victory. We put pressure on the quarterback. We did some good stuff, and we just got to clean up on the penalties and stuff. So
yeah, talk to me about what you. I mean, you said you liked what you saw today, right? I mean, I should say. But in your mind, when you woke up, did you think you were going to wake up to a victory? Be honest.
Yes, I think I was. The way they kept scoring and putting pressure on the quarterback, left to right. Yes, but we got to clean up the penalties, but my concern is I hope DJ Moore is okay. If he has to take a back seat and stuff, just don't play him the next game. Only thing that matters, I looked up the standings. We still in last place. As long as we climb back up in the division, then we have a shot at the playoffs.
Oh, don't say the P word just yet. I'm here for it. I feel like we're a good team, but I like the fact that we're headed in the right direction, right? You got Ben Johnson coaching this team well. You got Caleb Williams leading these men out on this field. And the defense. The defense is really the surprise for today, but you saw what the defense can be, right? With Shamar Turner playing on the inside, Montez Sweat playing motivated football, Kyler Gordon being back. I mean, this is a defense you want from the Bears, right, Quinn?
Yes. That's what I want. Defense wins championships, and the monsters of the midway are back. Long as Turner is back, stay healthy. Long as we got players that are healthy, we have a shot. That's what I'm saying. We have a shot.
So are you? I know you're at the airport, Quinn. Are you wearing your Bears stuff underneath it? That's the big question.
well, I only do that on Sundays now. Fair. Because the big boss, our big boss, don't want us to wear like on. Bears victory and stuff, but only on Sunday.
He's a Packers fan, that's why. I appreciate the call, Quinn. Thanks for calling in, man. I mean, that's what we're doing here. Taking your phone calls, getting your reactions, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. And it was a game, man. From the very beginning, I felt like the Bears, established themselves as the dominant force. I think for me in the first half, I would have liked a couple more touchdowns, right? You had two field goals in the first two possessions, and you say to yourself, you know, I really would have really loved for them to punch one in right there. But nine play, 41 yards, gets the field goal. Eight plays, 36 yards. You know, and this is first three possessions, field goal, touchdown. I mean, you're feeling good when you see something like that. Caleb Williams with the run play to get the score in the second quarter to make it 13-0. But then when Washington came back down right after that and had their own eight-play, 65-yard drive to make it 13-7, again, it felt like one of those games, and I talk about this often on our overnights, where we as Bears fans, myself included, sometimes we feel like the game has to be perfect in order for the Bears to win. Because when there's anything that goes wrong, any crease that happens, you feel like that's the shift in momentum. And you even saw it in Caleb Williams a little bit there in the second and third quarters, where he almost, and Ben Johnson alluded to it in the beginning of the year, Caleb Williams needs to be a point guard, not a shooting guard, right? Needs to take the easy plays, allow other people to do well. And you saw DeAndre Swift score a big touchdown. But I felt like he had too much pressure on him. Like, oh, Jaden Daniels scored a touchdown. Now I got to come back. We're only up six. And I felt like he did too much. The next possessions after the touchdown, turnover on downs when Bears went for it on fourth and one. And then a punt, three and out, just like that before the end of the half, which I felt like the Bears could have done something there. So, again, I felt like he put a lot of pressure on himself, but ultimately – Caleb Williams, man, you could say what people are always like, oh, Jaden Daniels, oh, redo the draft. Take absolutely not. Give me Caleb Williams every day of the week. You want to know why? That like when he puts it together, think about all the quarterbacks you see in the league right now. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Mac Jones, right? High draft picks who, once they got some years under their belt, the game slowed down for them and they could pick apart these defenses. Caleb Williams is doing it right now. In a couple of seasons, oh my God, it is going to look beautiful, especially if guys like Luther Burden are still there, Roma Dunze. I mean, this is going to be, and then if they continue to build on that, it's just going to be something else. But you know what? Those are my thoughts. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Jamie. Or Jaime. I don't know who I'm talking to yet. But from Fox Lake. Is it Jamie or Jaime?
It's Jamie.
Jamie, what's up, brother? I need you to turn down your radio for a little bit. I just turned on your radio for me first. I got you. I got you, brother.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give a shout-out to one of the Bears and how they're doing. And I'm here with my buddy here, Joe. We're just hanging out. We're just trying to enjoy this Bears victory. But what do you think about this, man?
Well, I want to ask you.
Talk to me
about what you two or you guys were doing right in that last drive on the third and one when Jaden Daniels fumbled. What was that like in your house?
So he was somewhere else watching the game, believe it or not. And I was somewhere else waiting for him. But at the end of the day, we enjoyed a Bears victory, you know. And at this point, you know, the way we're looking at the protection we're getting.
Oh, he was too drunk. I felt it. And I got to be very, very honest. If you had some drinks, I don't care. This is a no-judge zone. Therapist Gabe does not judge. If you like to have a couple cocktails, by all means, drink one while you're talking to me on the radio. But don't hang up. Don't feel bad. We can have an easy conversation. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Ferengall producing today. Before we go out to some more phone calls, you said you had some stats on DeAndre Swift?
Yeah, so remember I asked you that question, Gabe. I was like, was that DeAndre Swift's best game as a Chicago Bear? So I saw a couple of games last year that I thought he could have his best game of the year candidate. The Rams game that I mentioned last year, 16 carries for 93 yards and a rushing touchdown. Also, 7 catches for 72 yards.
Ooh, okay.
That's one. The Jaguars game in London, 17 carries, 91 yards, a rushing touchdown, four catches for 28 yards. So not as much through the air, but a good game on the ground. And then the last one, this was the surprising one that I forgot about. This is the one where he kind of started breaking out a little bit. The Commanders game last year, 18 carries, 129 yards, and a touchdown.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I would either say the Rams game or yesterday's game.
Yeah. I mean, look, you just love the fact that, listen, the Bears knew what they were getting with DeAndre Swift, right? a dual threat, someone that could be a scat back, you know, get you some yards, but at the same time could be a threat in the passing game. And I think that's what they wanted, whether that was from, you know, Caleb or, you know, it's what they ultimately wanted, and to see it come to fruition. And Ben Johnson talked about it when they asked him, hey, are the Bears going to be in a market for a running back? Should they be trading for one? But I said, no. DeAndre's just not doing his job. The offensive line is not doing, like, it will eventually show up. And we saw it come out today. And I think also when you're thinking about Ben Johnson and this Bears team, you know, I was saying it to a lot of people after the first two games of the season when the Bears lost, was that you got to give Ben Johnson an opportunity to coach. He just got this team. He inherited this team. He inherited this culture. They, you know, they dropped a couple, and give him the chance to, you know, figure out what plays are going to be working best, what the skill set is of the guys that are on this team. And we saw it today. We saw him call some really good plays. There were some moments there. Dennis Allen had a couple of flubs on the other side, rushing only three guys in some critical moments, which I thought cost the Bears a lot. However, going back to DeAndre, it's just good to see him get that, because you want his confidence to continue to grow and feel as though he's a part of this team. And I'd love the fan base to go ahead and support him. All right, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 670 The Score until 5 a.m. live and local right here. Let's go out to the phone lines. Go to Sean out in Cary. Sean, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Gabe?
Chilling, man. Talk to me. What you think about this game?
I just love this culture. I just love everything about this team. Man, you know,
are you listening to yourself, Sean? Sean, it's okay. It's okay. This is radio. This is a live radio show. I'm a cool guy. When people have the delay, it's because they're listening to themselves. If you just turn off the radio, boom, I mean, you and I could talk. We could just do this thing, all right?
Yeah, for sure. No,
I got you. All right,
so radio.
Got you.
I'm just trying to get my thoughts. I didn't think I'd be on, but honestly, like when the Commanders got that first down in the fourth quarter, and I told my 10-year-old son, I'm like, go upstairs. I'm like, it's over. And then the fumble recovery.
Get your ass back down here, kid.
That's what I said. I was like, Zach, get down here. Let's go. We got the fumble. And it's that culture. I wanted a touchdown. I didn't want to go to the field goal. But I'm glad Jake Moody hit that field goal. That culture is there. It's present, and it's a totally different team than we had last year. It's so good to see.
Yeah, it was good to see. I love the culture. The culture change, right? And you saw Ben Johnson, Sean, at the beginning of the season when he talked about the team doesn't have championship habits on the practice field. And he was calling them out. But more so than calling out the players themselves, he was calling out the culture of the Chicago Bears. And that's what I noticed. He inherited something and he was trying to change it. And it starts from the locker room, right? The leaders within have to step up in certain moments. And we saw just that. You saw the defense play with a level of tenacity we hadn't seen in quite a while. You saw Caleb Williams keeping his composure, the offense coming through, the offensive line. I mean, how many times did Caleb get sacked? Three times? I think he had three sacks on the day. But, you know, this is, yeah, three sacks for 16 years. But you're talking about a guy, I felt like I wish he would have had a little more time in the pocket to throw. I guess you could say that. But overall, you weren't necessarily calling out Theo Benedict, calling out Darnell Wright for not protecting the blind side. You just kind of, it was happenstance, maybe for holding the ball a bit too much. But on the offensive side, Sean, what did you think about, or who stood out to you the most on the offensive side?
I think Caleb Williams, just his composure. I think our running game was just phenomenal. DeAndre Swift just running through. Like, our offensive line held their blocks, and we made plays. I think so. There were some very bad calls by the officiating. I think Theo Benedict wasn't off the line, you know. I felt like the refs
Here's one for you, Sean. Okay, so I'll be honest. I was watching this game, and like you, Sean, I have children as well. All right, I got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 7-week-old baby. All right, so my wife's in one room with the 7-week-old, And then I'm putting the 5 and 4 year old down. All right. So I'm watching the game on mute. Okay. I'm just watching the game, trucking along. And then my group chat's going crazy, talking about how Troy Aikman is trash and he keeps trashing Caleb Williams. And, you know, I don't want to say the word I want to say, but showing a lot of love to Jaden Daniels. What did I miss there? And if you are listening, I would love for you to call in and talk to me a little bit about that as well. What did I miss with the Troy Aikman stuff?
Yeah, so I was also like dealing with kids at the same Fair. Time trying to listen.
I heard. I heard it was one sided.
It felt like the broadcast was very Washington Commanders like biased, but I also felt like the refs were also like there was a rough in the passer when Montez Sweat or one of the other guys got back there, and it was just like, no, he's just, the ball was in his hands, he was hitting him, and that's football, baby. Like, come on, like, let him play. Yeah. Let him play ball.
It was great, man.
And
Sean, what's your kid's name?
Zach. 10U.
Big shout out to Zach, man. I hope you enjoyed that Bears victory, because I know we all did, including your dad, Sean. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out with you to 5 o'clock live and local. We got Tyler Farengall producing today. And you know what, Tyler? I sent out that tweet of that video with the guy sleeping. Here's the. If you didn't know, I mentioned there was a guy who was drunk and asleep waiting to be on 670 The Score, and somebody sent me a video of him being drunk. So I tweeted it out and I said, some people dream about being on the radio. This guy actually was dreaming about it while he was doing it. You can check it out on my Twitter at Gabe Ramirez. If you follow me, I'll follow you back so that way we can stay in tune throughout this entire Bears season. I had a tweet earlier. Somebody said, Gabe, can you explain to me the stat about Caleb's accuracy is the worst in the NFL? I find it hard to believe if it was true that he would still be starting. If it is true, do you think that's because Poles picked him in the first round and that's the only reason he's playing? Now, I'll go to the first half of the comment about the explanation and his accuracy. You saw people put it up there. It was like 23% off target rate or whatever they wanted to say. And I mean, it's more about the bad throw rate and the inaccurate throws, right? So one of the more damning stats you'll see when it comes to Caleb Williams is that when it comes to bad throw percentage, meaning, you know, throws that missed their target, including spikes, throwaways, it was 23.4%, which is extremely high. And there's an article in Sports Illustrated that talks about Caleb Williams and his score being a 4.6 out of 10 on Player Profiler's accuracy metric, which ranked him, look at this. This is wild. 40th among qualifying quarterbacks. That's wild. All right. So generally like an 8 is considered good in that context. But, you know, he's there because his arm talent, obviously the potential is high. The other metrics are less ugly, right? His touchdown rate, yards per attempt, low interception totals that we know. And he's not turning the ball over even with the fumbles with that, right? The coaching staff believes in him. So I think, you know, it's exaggerated if you take it literally, right? He doesn't have the absolute lowest completion percentage, or, you know, every stat isn't pointing to him being the worst, but it's not baseless either, right? There's deeper metrics, bad throw rates, pressure splits. You can look at accuracy metric rankings. They show that there are some holes there for Caleb Williams. So when someone says he has the worst accuracy in the NFL, you yourself can just respond and be like, well, not quite the worst in raw completion percentage, right? But among the worst in advanced accuracy metrics. So that's the red flag that's right there for you. But the fact of the matter is, who cares? Who cares? Who? I used to say this. Like, who? Hey, Tyler. Who cares? Not me.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Give me the victory, baby.
Who
cares?
Not me.
Give me the dub every day of the week, and that's exactly what we got. Bears get the victory. Listen, I cannot say it enough. Therapist Gabe is here to tell you, you take the wins when you get them. These are few and far between over the last several seasons with the Chicago Bears, so when you can bask in it, you should do just that. All right, we're going to go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. Brought to you by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Let's go out to, we already did Quentin. Let's go out to George out in Beach Park. George, big difference in this game than from the first two of the season. What did you say?
Oh, huge difference, Gabe. So, first of all, thanks for taking my call. Great talk with you, Gabe.
Always.
Yeah, so just, you know, watching the first two games versus these last three, I mean, yes, the team was better, but overall, I mean, just the growth in Caleb over five games a season is just immense, you know? Like, I never saw this growth last year through him.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean,
yeah, and, you know,
Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams, what we all can see with the eye test is that he has the moxie to be a, and I talked about this a lot. For people that heard me over the last couple of years on The Score, when I was talking about JF1, I said JF1 is at the best, you know, like a 15 best quarterback in the league. He just can't find himself in the top 10. So the Bears don't need a top one, two, three quarterback. They just need a top 10 quarterback. And I think from the very beginning, despite his struggles, everyone felt like Caleb Williams could be a top 10 quarterback. And I think that's what we're seeing in the present.
Right. Yeah. So I see that also, but you know, some things you were saying also is just the change in the defense, like, you know, overall, the entire team from two games to five games is different, but the way Caleb is acting, the way the defense is different, you know, without Jalen Johnson on the field, with inconsistent Edwards on the field, you know, like, this defense has stepped up big time in the last few games also, and it's amazing to see.
It is. It is amazing to see, and I think even just the weapons, right? George, when you're talking about this Bears and who Caleb Williams just gets to throw the ball to, listen, I could spend a whole segment on Colston Scrubland. You know what I'm saying? I could spend a whole segment on him and how the Bears reached with that one instead of getting Tyler Warren or Mikael Williams, who's dominating with the San Francisco 49ers, the defensive end over there. Two guys that I really wanted instead of Colston Loveland. But, you know, you get to throw it to DJ Moore. You saw how effective he can be. Luther Burden is going to be a problem moving forward with the Chicago Bears team. Roma Dunze, sure-handed Roma Dunze, which I'm so glad, and I'm not sure if you're going to remember what I'm talking about, when Caleb, they design play was, it was a beautifully designed play for Caleb to take a shot down the field with Roma Dunze, and he just couldn't get the jump timed correctly when he was double teamed.
Just slightly underthrown, just very slightly underthrown,
tad. But I'm a big Pac-12 fan. I love Michael Penix. I loved Roma Dunze at Washington before the Bears drafted him. I've been watching Caleb Williams out there in the Pac-12, and Roma Dunze used to do that all the time in college. Like every week you'd see a jump ball from Michael Penix to Roma Dunze, and I've been waiting for it with the Chicago Bears, and I love that they gave him the opportunity.
A shout out to one of the other hosts, I'm sure you know, but, you know, Gwagi, them drafting him, he had the ultimate Gwagi stats, you know, that go up and get it.
That's what you want.
Yeah, so those few throws that have been there and he hasn't, like, I've been a little disappointed, but ultimately, like, that will come, you know. But So my other point to, like, you know, you guys talking about Swift's, you know, best game as a Bear. And, you know, so, like, immediately when you guys were saying that, like, I thought back to last year's Washington game. And I don't know the exact stats from this game, but, like, every single run seemed so meaningful this game. Like, there was never, I mean, I'm sure there was a one or two or minus yard run, but, like, every single time he touched the ball, it seemed like it was 4 yards plus this game. You know, he put in work this game.
Yeah, he did, and it's great to see, man. Thanks for the call, George. I appreciate it, and I love the fact that you're talking about the growth of the Chicago Bears over the course of these last 5 weeks, right? The Minnesota game was tough. That was a game I thought for sure the Bears were winning. Did not believe in J.J. McCarthy. I just thought this Bears team was better. I think they thought they were going to be better under Ben Johnson. But, you know, they had a little hiccup. You know what I mean? And now, again, I think the most important thing, and I'll take a page out of Greg Berhalter's book, is that Greg Berhalter, head coach of the Chicago Fire, a team that I work for also. He told me at the beginning of the season, he used to coach the U.S. men's national team, okay? Our team that will be going to the World Cup. He used to coach them, and now he's coaching the Chicago Fire. And he used to coach another club team called the Columbus Crew in MLS. And at the beginning of the season, I had an opportunity to interview him, and I said, what's the difference between a national team and a club team? He's like, a national team, Gabe, you got to throw it in the microwave. It got to get hot immediately. He's like, your club, or in this case, the Bears, right? That's the analogy that I'm making here. What he's saying is, it's like boiling water. At first, it's just getting warm. And then what you really want is, by the time playoff comes, to be boiling. And I think that's what you're seeing with the Bears right now, is that, you know, they're figuring things out. Then, and you're seeing that this team can have that water bubbling. And I think that's what we're all looking forward to as Bears fans. When you see victories like this, because I told Tyler Ferengall, my producer today, I said, these are the games, this very game that they just won against the Washington Commanders. Had they lost that game, those are the games you point to when you're a game or two out of the playoffs. And you say, damn, if we would have just beat the Commanders that day, if we would have just beat the Minnesota Vikings, we'd be in the playoffs. But you know what the Bears did these last two games that they've had against the Raiders and the Commanders? They won them. And that's the difference between this Bears team and teams that they've had in the past. All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767. What'd you think about this one? I want to hear some bad, too, because I am Therapist Gabe. And even though we're happy, I would like to hear a little bit about what you thought about where the Bears slipped up. And then if someone can call in, because, again, I watched the game on mute. If someone could call in and tell me what the hell is going on with Troy Aikman, because that's what everyone seems to be complaining about, I would love to hear from a Bears fan what was the issue there. Again, 312-644-6767. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.